Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Samuel chapter 30, verses 1 through 6, the Bible says, "And it came to pass, when David and his men were come to Ziklag, on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south in Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burned it with fire. And he had taken the women captives, and they were therein, they slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people were with him lifted up their voice and wept until they had no more power to weep. And David had two wives, and David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spake of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons, for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in the Lord his God." No one can live without getting discouraged from time to time. But you don't have to live in discouragement. Discouragement may come to visit, but you shouldn't open the door of your home and invite him in to live with you. We should not invite him in at all. Make him stand on the porch and leave as fast as you can. David and his soldiers have conquered Ziklag and brought their families to stay as they continue to battle on. While away for a few days, the Amalekites come and steal the women and the children and burn the city down. All of the families of the soldiers that were with David who had taken Ziklag, their homes were burnt to the ground and their families were taken away from them. The men come back. They begin to weep until they can't cry anymore for the loss. And even David had lost his two wives and his children. David's own soldiers are so upset that they talk of killing David because of their loss. It amazes me that people really think that killing the leader will fix their pain. David, as the leader, is not only grieved at his loss, but now his men want him dead. Discouragement has come. Hidden in these verses is an amazing recipe that I want to share with you today about how to encourage yourself. The Bible says that David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Since David was a person, by the way, he was no more a great person than you or I. Let me give you the ingredients that God gives us for this recipe. Number one, he talked with the man of God. Verse number 7, "And David said to Abiathar the priest," oh, he went to the leader. David didn't try to handle this himself. David, while hurting and others were hurting and it was too big for him, he realized it and he went to the man of God. Hey, don't be afraid to go to your pastor. Don't be afraid to call him and say, "I need your help, preacher." Humble yourself. Realize he's not going to look down on you. He'll probably look up at you because you've come to get advice. Don't run away from God. Don't run away from church. Don't run away from God's man. Run to them, not from them. Number two, pray for direction in wisdom. In verse number 8, "And David inquired at the Lord, saying, shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I observe to take them?" And he was inquiring of God for direction and wisdom. He offered God a choice of direction, but he had taken time to think about it first. He didn't sit back expecting God to do all the work. God does not show you always what to do, but he will always show you what not to do. David did not sit waiting for God to show him what to do. but he offered God a couple suggestions. God wants to approve or disapprove action. He gave us a book called the Bible to show us what actions to take. God wants us to see that we're willing to do something. He wants us to do something, and he wants us to think he shouldn't have to do all the thinking and all the doing. Number three, he continued in spite of his own loss. I want you to notice that in verse number 8, he had lost things too. Thou shalt surely overtake them without fail, recover all. David wanted to recover his loss too. David couldn't sit and mope about his problem, or people were going to kill him. You better keep on moving whether you're hurting or not. Continue on. Most people die because they stop. That's true when hunting. If you can hit an animal, you may not have put an exact kill shot on it to drop it quickly, but if it's bleeding hard, you stop, let it lay down. Once it stops and lays down, it'll die. That's the same way it is with people. Number four, he faced his fears and attackers with confidence in God. I want you to notice something. And he answered him. So David went, and there were 600 men were with him. David had courage because he knew God gave the answer. God speaks to us through his words. God speaks to us through his man. And when God's direction and God's answers, this brings confidence. Number five, David rallied those upset with him to not go after him, but to go after their families. He refocused these people to go fight. You have to understand, 400 of them went to fight. 200 were too weak to fight. They were wore out. David made sure to care for the 200 that could not go on. David felt the same way they did, but guess what? He was able to rally them and go on. You know, sometimes people get upset at the wrong things. They're getting upset at the person who is leading and not the people who have attacked. Number six, David helped someone in need along the way. Verse number 11, they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David and gave him bread, and he did eat, and they made him drink water and gave him other food. And I'm not going to read the rest of those verses, but as he stops to help someone along the way, here's a person who's been beat up and bloodied and hurt, sick. He stops to take time to help them, even though his heart is broken. But while he's helping that one in need, that one had the answer to all their problems. The one in need knew where the enemy had taken their families, verses 14 and 15. You know, sometimes a fallen enemy can be used to encourage you and give you help. I wonder how many times we're in such a hurry to do what we want, and we pass by the very answer to our need. I've learned in my 57 years of life to slow down and help every person I can along life's road. Because often I'm carrying a heavy load, but I must put it aside to help someone else. And as I help them, and I help someone else, and I help someone else, I go back to pick up my load, and I find that my load's not so heavy. Sometimes in the process, I've found the answer to my load. You see, you don't get strength from the load. You get strength by the load. Let's have a great day today, and let's give God a great day. From the Pastor's Heart, this is Pastor Craig Bush.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.